From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Hi, everyone. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park. Final homestand of the year for the Green Jackets after a successful six-day trip to Myrtle Beach, where they won 4 out of 6. And now they'll host the Salem Red Sox for the first time ever, taking on the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, who make the hour-plus-long trip down to SRP Park following a six-game series for them in Columbia against the Fireflies, where Columbia won 4 of the 6 matchups there. Both these teams enter this series on the fringe of playoff contention. Augusta is 7.5 back of Charleston, entering South Division play here tonight with 12 games to go. Salem currently in fourth in their division as well. They are 8 back of front-running Fredericksburg. Green Jackets look to continue their success of last week as the man who started on the mound in the opener gets the call for this game as well. Jorge Bautista will take the ball for Augusta. He'll face right-hander Hunter Dobbins for the Red Sox. We are just getting started on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from SRP Park. We'll take our first break and come back with a deeper look at Bautista and Dobbins when we return on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Everyone. Spelt back with you on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from SRP Park. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. Now time for our probable starters for tonight. First for the Salem Red Sox, right-hander Hunter Dobbins from Texas Tech University, 8th-round pick in last year's draft by Boston, will make his 15th start. He is 0-3 on the season, but a good ERA of about 4.5, 62 strikeouts and 59 and a third for the right-hander in his first year in professional baseball. Pitching this year since the start for Salem. His last time out on the mound came last week in Columbia. Pitched 5 innings, gave 3 runs on 7 hits, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks in a game that the Fireflies eventually went on to win. That was a series where the Fireflies walked off Salem 3 consecutive times. And for Augusta, they'll send the right-hander Jorge Bautista to the mound. 21-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic makes his 14th total start of the year. Half of the split between here and the Florida Complex League. This will be his 7th start in Augusta. While he's been here, 18 strikeouts, 6 walks, and 26 2/3 innings. Picked up a no decision last time out a week ago tonight in Myrtle Beach, but helped the team come back and beat the Pelicans 6-3 after trailing 3-0 early. We've got more yet to come here on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer, as we get set for the final home series of the season for the Green Jackets taking on the Salem Red Sox. We'll come back with our drive around the league next on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network. with a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Show built by Tax Slayer from North Augusta. Now time for a drive around the league presented by EasyGo as we check out the slate in the Carolina League for tonight. Currently one game is underway. That is in Lynchburg, where the Hillcats have a 1-0 lead over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. That game is in the bottom of the first. Game slated to start at 7 o'clock tonight. Fayetteville at Down East. Wood Ducks looking to stay in contention in the North Division. Carolina and Columbia have a huge series out in Zebulon this week. Both are currently in second place in their respective divisions. Columbia 3.5 back of Charleston. Carolina 3.5 back of Fredericksburg. Also tonight, that is it. Myrtle Beach and Charleston have been postponed due to wet grounds. In Charleston, also Fredericksburg is hosting Delmarva. So one extra game is in there tonight. Fred Nats like to keep a stranglehold on their lead in the South Division with 12 games to go. In the Braves ranks today, the Major League club is at home after a tough ending to a series in St. Louis. A couple of big comebacks by the Cardinals. Now they're hosting the Colorado Rockies at 7:20 tonight at Truist Park. In High A, the Rome Braves are hosting the Red Sox High A affiliate in the Greenville Drive. That game starts at 7 o'clock. At 7:35 in Double A, Mississippi is hosting the Tennessee Smokies, Double A club of the Chicago Cubs. And at 7:05, Gwinnett takes on rival Jacksonville at 7:05 p.m. We're getting set for the opening game of six between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. First ever meeting between these two teams. And we get you set with the starting lineups next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Getting closer to the opening pitch. pitch opening game here between the Green Jackets and Salem Red Sox. First time the two franchises have ever met up in a ball game. Let's look at the starting lineups for tonight. First, for the visiting Salem Red Sox, who are 60-59 on the season. In the second half, Salem is 25-28. Luke Motz is their manager, and their starting nine looks like this. In the leadoff spot, third baseman Edinson Paulino. Batting second, second baseman Mikey Romero. The third batter for the shortstop, Rainier Bonacy. Batting cleanup, designated hitter Chase Meredroth. Batting fifth, center fielder Roman Anthony. Eduardo Lopez is the sixth batter. He's in left field. Batting seventh, right fielder Juan Chacon. Doing the catching and batting eighth is Daniel McElvinney. And in the ninth spot, first baseman Tyler Miller. Once again for Salem, it's Paulino, Romero, Bonacy, Meredroth, Anthony, Lopez, Chacon, McElvinney, and Miller. Starting pitcher for the Red Sox is right-hander Hunter Dobbins, eighth-round pick from Texas Tech. He is making start number 15 of the year for Salem. And now for your Augusta Green Jackets, they own a mark of 62-57 this season. They are currently in fourth of the South Division of the Carolina League at 26-27. The single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves is managed by Nestor Perez. In the leadoff spot, second baseman Keyshawn Ogans. Ignacio Alvarez makes his home debut. He bats second as the third baseman. In the three spot, catching Drake Baldwin. David McCabe in the cleanup role. He is the designated hitter. Justin Janis bats fifth at first base. Batting sixth, shortstop E.J. Exposito. Coming off a huge week and batting seventh is the left fielder Kevin Kilpatrick. Stephen Pelini is the eighth place hitter. He's in right field. And batting ninth, center fielder Caden Morton. One more time for Augusta. It's Ogans, Alvarez, Baldwin, McCabe, Janis, Exposito, Kilpatrick, Pelini, and Morton. The starting pitcher for Augusta is right-hander Jorge Bautista, making his eighth start at the Green Jackets, number 14 overall for the right-hander from the Dominican Republic. And now for the umpiring crew for tonight, behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes is Elliot Melton. On the base pass is Chad Patterson. And now for the Green Jackets 7-day injured list presented to you by Augusta University Health. Currently, four pitchers are currently on the injured list. Two new additions over the weekend. Jordano Perez and A.J. Smith-Shaw remain on there. They have been on the shelf for a couple of weeks now. Added there over the weekend include left-hander Sam Strickland and right-hander William Silva. We've got one final break here from SRP Park. When we come back, we've got the opening pitch of the first ever matchup between the Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. It's next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Hitting sixth in the left field, number 15, Eduardo Lopez. Batting seventh in right field, number 24.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner. Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back at SRP Park for the final homestand of 2022 for the Augusta Green Jackets. Mitchell Spouts with you from North Augusta as Augusta plays host to the Salem Red Sox for the first time ever. It's the first ever meeting between the two franchises as they meet up to conclude the final home series for the Green Jackets in the 2022 campaign. They give the ball to Jorge Bautista to start off this final six-game set at home. Right-hander's coming off a quality start in his last outing in Myrtle Beach a week ago tonight. Struck out five with no walks across six innings, allowing three runs. No decision as his team went on to win the game 6-3, thanks to a three-run ninth inning. Here's the starting lineup for the Salem Red Sox, led by manager Luke Montz in their first-ever trip to the CSRA. Edinson Polino will lead things off. Mikey Romero makes his debut, the first-round pick for Boston. In the second spot, Rainer Bonacy is the number three hitter. Chase Mydroth, Roman Anthony, Eduardo Lopez in the middle. Juan Chisone, Daniel McElvaney, and Tyler Miller conclude the starting nine for the Red Sox. Defense for Augusta behind Bautista in the outfield from left to right. It's Kevin Kilpatrick, Caden Morton, and Stephen Polini. Ignacio Alvarez makes his home debut. He's over at third base with E.J. Exposito as the shortstop. Keyshawn Ogan's at second, Justin Janis at first, and Drake Baldwin hangs the signs for Jorge Bautista. And we are set to go as Edinson Paulino digs in from the left-hand side. Bautista toes the slab. A nice evening for baseball here in North Augusta as we come to the end of August. Bautista's first pitch to Paulino, he shows bunt. Did he pull back on it in time? Looks like he did. And the count is 1-0, and we are off and running here from SRP Park. 7:07, first pitch today. As Bautista's 1-0 pitch to Polino is a strike on the inside corner, says Elliot Melton. He's calling the balls and strikes tonight. Chad Patterson is the base umpire. Pull shift down for Polino, the third baseman. Break even pitch, a tapper foul behind home. One ball and two strikes to now a prospect-filled lineup for the Red Sox affiliate. And it's some draft picks today who are making their debut, including their first rounder who's on deck. 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Chased one in the dirt. Baldwin will track it down and fire on to first for a strikeout to start off the night for Jorge Bautista. Buries a slider in the dirt. One up and one down to start the night for Jorge as he gets his K on four pitches. And now here comes the first round pick in Mikey Romero. Number 24 overall selection by the Boston Red Sox. Middle infielder playing the second base spot tonight for Salem. As he bats as a left-hander, Bautista's first pitch is lifted in the air. Just well struck left center. Kilpatrick gets back to the track and makes the catch on the run. Gave that one a little bit of a ride on the first pitch. Romero sees, takes it to deep left center. But Kilpatrick fighting the sun a little bit. He'll make the catch. Quickly two away on five pitches. Rainer Bonacy comes up to the plate. Right, two gone in the inning. Another prospect in there for the Red Sox. No bat from the left-hand side and a stacked lefty lineup to start. For Salem, first pitch to Bonacy's outside, and it's 1-0. Salem coming off a series in Columbia where they lost 4-6 games, including a 2-0 shutout back on Sunday. 1-0 pitch is outside, now 2-0. As Bautista falls behind the three-hitter, no score here in the top of the first as we are underway. Bautista looking for a quick 1-2-3 first. 2-0 pitch. Bonacy took a strike on the inside corner about knee-high. 2-1. Augusta coming off a series in Myrtle Beach where the offense was incredible once again. Five-plus runs in every game. Won four of the six matchups. 2-1 pitch. Bonacy had a cut, but he missed. Two balls and two strikes. Nearly came back to the Green Jackets in that Sunday finale. Fell behind 7-1 after two innings and got down to 7-5 in the ninth inning. That included the bases loaded when the game ended. Tying a run at second. Go ahead at first. 2-2 pitch. Is down and in over the shoot tops for the shortstop, Bonacy, and the count is full. Bautista's a guy who's going to throw a lot of strikes. Has been getting hit a little hard as of late. He's looking to get the ball on the ground. He's a sinker baller specialist. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Hit back and out of play. Foul by the shortstop. And Rainier Bonacy. Going to work him for at least a seven-pitch at-bat here. Pull shift down for him as well. Four lefties, two switch hitters, and three righties in there for Luke Montz's team. 3-2 pitch, fouled again as it gets out of play. And we'll try it once again with a full boat. Six home runs, 49 driven in. On the members since the club had its opening day roster announced back in April. Game 102 for Bonacy. 3-2 pitch is muscled foul left side. This one will twist just in play, but far out of the reach for Ignacio Alvarez. And let's give it one more shot here. Just five pitches in the first two batters for Bautista. He's going to throw a ninth here to Bonacy. 3-2. Another foul. He has fouled off five consecutive pitches. Trying to get that last one by. Might be one of those instances if he can put that slider, which he struck Paulino on, might get him here. Trying to sink one by him. 3-2. A number back to the mound on a hop. It's picked up by Bautista. He'll underhand flip to first, and that will be a 1-2-3 inning for Jorge Bautista. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Red Sox nothing. Green Jackets coming up on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Pitch 1-2-3 inning for Jorge Bautista, trying to set the tone for his club as they'll get set to face right-hander Hunter Dobbins in a 0-0 game. Right-hander from Bryan, Texas, and Texas Tech University, eighth round selection last year by Boston. Makes his 15th start of the year. He is 0-3 with a 4.40 earned run average. Picked up a no decision across five innings last time out in Columbia last week. Here's the starting lineup. Augusta will send up against him today. Keyshawn Ogans is the leadoff batter. Ignacio Alvarez and Drake Baldwin, the next two behind him. In the middle, David McCabe, Justin Janis, E.J. Exposito, Kevin Kilpatrick, Stephen Pelini, and Kaden Morin. The bottom three for Nestor Perez's Augusta Green Jackets is starting nine. As Ogans bats on the right-hand side, Dobbins' first pitch is rifled right back up the middle. And Keyshawn Ogans on the first pitch hacks away and has a base knock. Great start to the night for Keyshawn as he is aboard on one pitch, and now it's Ignacio Alvarez. Defense for the Red Sox in the outfield from left to right, Eduardo Lopez and Roman Anthony in center. Right fielder is Juan Chacon. Third to first on the infield, Paulino, Bonacy, Romero, and Miller. And the catcher is Daniel McIlvaney. He is hanging the signs for the right-hander Hunter Dobbins. As Ogans has a good lead off of first, stays put. The first pitch to Ignacio Alvarez is inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Alvarez made his debut last week in Myrtle Beach, fifth-round draft pick out of Riverside Community College. A nice debut set against the Pelicans. Dobbins deals the 1-0 pitch. It's too low. Two balls, no strikes. Alvarez appeared in five games last week. He was 6-for-18 at the plate, scored four times. Of the six hits he had, two doubles, one triple. He drove in four, picking up RBIs in his first three starts. 2-0 pitch is inside. Now 3-0 as Dobbins falls behind the number two hitter and Ignacio Alvarez. And had a key RBI single in his debut a week ago today in Augusta's comeback effort from 3-0 down to beat Myrtle Beach. 3-0 pitch is a strike as he drops a breaking ball in there. 3-1. Still hitter count for Ignacio Alvarez. What Drake Baldwin do next? Green Jackets looking for some first inning runs here tonight. A throw over to first. Ogan to the big lead, but he dives back in. No tag applied. The first baseman over there and Tyler Miller. Three balls and one strike. A pitch to Alvarez. A bouncer up the middle. This one will find a home into center. Owens will take a slight turnaround second. He'll hold up there. Ignacio Alvarez stops at first. Back-to-back singles off Hunter Dobbins here in the opening inning. And there are two on for Drake Baldwin.
Catcher number nine, our Popeyes RBI batter of the game. Hitting percentage 105.
Field and game conditions today at first pitch. A little hotter, humid today. 88 degrees. Feels like 96 with a slight breeze. Can't complain too much at the end of August, however. Getting into the fall months. Final homestand of the year for the Green Jackets, where they finish up next week on the road. Baldwin's first pitch to him is a cut and a miss. Try to golf out a fastball from Dobbins, 0-1. Green Jackets will finish the season next week in Kannapolis. First ever trip to that new ballpark. 0-1 is inside, missed with a hook. One ball, one strike as he tried the slider. One RBI for Baldwin, but he's hit the ball hard a ton since being called up a few weeks ago when the team was in Fredericksburg. His 13th start of the year has 11 hits and 45 at-bats. Break-even pitch. Baldwin takes one down and in. On a heater from Dobbins, he falls behind the catcher in Baldwin. As Augusta has a good scoring opportunity here in the first. No score here from SRP Park. Crowd still falling in here. Got plenty of room for you still. Got a full week of promotions here. You don't want to miss. 2-1 pitch is hit to center. This one's going to fall in for a hit. They're going to send home Ogans. The throw will come in towards second, and Augusta will take a 1-0 lead. And right on cue, Drake Baldwin picks up another RBI. And three consecutive hits off Hunter Dobbins starts the night for Augusta's offense. And they are ahead in the blink of an eye. The offense has been tremendous with this new character cast with the Green Jackets since they added the plethora of draft picks back in Fredericksburg. Had five runs in each game last week, at least five against the Pelicans. Had six in five of those six games, winning four. As the first pitch to David McCabe, a slice deep to left field. If it's fair, it could be a problem. Instead, it is fouled just behind the foul pole. Into the concourse level, it's 0-1.
And Baldwin,
a broken bat, base hit, gets the job done. His second RBI. I've said it a lot. He's one that's been very much due for an RBI or two. His one last week he had at Myrtle Beach came on a key bases loaded walk. A week ago tonight, in the ninth inning, that comeback effort against the Pelicans, that was a game that helped Augusta take 4 out of 6 in the series. First time they won a series against Myrtle Beach this year. 0-1-2, David McCabe is down and in as Dobbins overthrew one. And the count evens at one. And the bats have really been a focal point for Augusta in the month of August. They have scored more runs than anybody else, and it's not really close as the 1-1 pitch is off the inside corner, 2-1. Got held in check a little bit here during their last homestand against Charleston, but that's just the tip of the cap to how good the River Dogs pitching is. Their game tonight with Myrtle Beach has been postponed, so they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. 2-1 pitch. McCabe bounces one to first. It's past the first baseman, Miller. It'll get into right field. Here comes Alvarez. Off to third goes Baldwin. And Augusta's lead grows to 2-0 here in the first. There's still nobody out. That ball was bounced right to the first baseman, Tyler Miller, but it jumped right over his glove. And there's still nobody gone in the inning, and that will lead to an early visit from the pitching coach, Nick Green. I'll see how that one is scored. That one might be a hit for McCabe, but he was hit right at Miller, and you'd think that would probably be one he could make, but it did take a tough hop on him. And the first four men have reached for Augusta. McCabe brings in another. And we'll see if he'll get an RBI credited on that. As the merry-go-round continues here in the first inning for Augusta. And it'll be Justin Janis coming to the plate.
And now batting for the Green Jackets, shortstop number 7, E.J. Exposito. Correction, first baseman number 38, Justin Janis.
As Justin Janis bats with runners at the corners, they've given that a last play to David McCabe a hit. So four straight singles against Dobbins to start the night. The pitch to Janis is bounced towards third. That is over Paulino and into left. Here comes Baldwin, and the beat goes on here in the opening inning. Five straight singles, and it's 3-0 Green Jackets. Put the ball in play. Good things happen. It's done so five times in a row to start. And now here comes E.J. Exposito.
Number 7,
Five straight hits. Last three have RBIs. A chance for a huge crooked number here in the first. Three already on the board. Why not add to it? E.J. Exposito bats. First pitch breaking ball missed away. One ball, no strikes. There's some early movement down on that Red Sox bullpen. No one throwing at the moment. McCabe at second. Janis at first. 1-0 pitch is tap foul. Big cut by Exposito as he got on top of it. One ball, one strike. Green Jackets come into this game with a team batting average just under 250. That number has taken off by over 10 points since the month of August began. Now one of the top offensive clubs in all the league. As the 1-1 pitch is hit in the air to right. Foul territory. Charging after it is Chasson, and he will not get there as it bounces in the Red Sox bullpen. And the count is 1-2 to E.J. Exposito. 18 pitches this inning for Hunter Dobbins. 10 of them in the strike zone, and 5 of those 10 have been put in play for hits. Green Jackets have come out swinging here in the first. Really took advantage of walks last week against the Pelicans. They got out hit every game of that series, but still won 4 of the 6. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Dobbins has his first out of the inning. A slider gets Exposito, ends a run of 5 consecutive reaching base. And now here comes Kevin Kilpatrick.
Left fielder, number 14, Kevin Kilpatrick.
David McCabe still at second. Justin Janis at first. Augusta 3, Salem nothing here in the bottom of the first. The first pitch to Kilpatrick is lifted foul to the right side. That'll get out of play. Nothing one. No player had a better offensive week in Myrtle Beach than this man at the plate. 10 hits and 5 starts for Kilpatrick against the Pelicans. And really had a fantastic finish to the weekend. Saturday and Sunday's two highlight performances. As the 0-1 pitch is a check swing, but it's good anyway. Right on the outside corner, it's 0-2. 5 RBIs with a grand slam back on Saturday. That capped off that grand slam in 8-run ninth inning. Now put Augusta ahead for good, 1-10-2. They entered that frame down 2-1. As the 0-2 pitch is a wave and a miss, and Dobbins has struck out back-to-back Green Jackets. That slider's working for him. Wasn't doing so much to start this inning, but now he's got back-to-back K's with it. And here comes Stephen Pollini. Augusta's got 3 on the board. Let's see if they can get 4, 5, maybe 6 if Pollini gets a hold of one. Dobbins just trying to fight through this inning. Bullpen has slowed down a little bit for the Salem Red Sox after the last two were recorded out. Says the first pitch to Pollini is a swing and a miss. Goes right to the breaking ball to start. And Stevens down in the count. He's the 8th man to hit this inning. 5 singles have manufactured 3 runs. The 0-1. A grounder towards first. It's going to be backhanded by Miller. Underhand flip to Dobbins covering at first. And they'll get Pollini there for the final out. 3-1 on that one in the books, but we are through one here from SRP Park. It's the Green Jackets 3, Red Sox nothing on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
top of the second inning here from SRP Park. Green Jackets 3, Red Sox nothing. Here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network, 5 straight singles to start the frame. Gets 3 home. Jorge Bautista's first pitch to Chase Mydras a little high and off the outside. One ball, no strikes to the cleanup batter for Salem. That's a strong top of the first as well. Bautista got through it in 3 batters as that one is struck well. The right center field over is Morton, and he snags it out of the air to make the nice catch in right center. Another highlight-worthy play by Caden Morton. It's just another day for him in the outfield. Closed in on that ball fast, able to stick the glove up and snag it out of midair. And Mydras a hard line out to right center. 4 straight retired now for Bautista. And here comes Roman Anthony making his debut with Salem as he bats from the left side. First pitch to him is going to drop in for a strike as he starts him with the hook. Nothing in one to the center fielder tonight for Salem. Several additions to their roster here today as the 0-1 pitch is tapped back towards the mound. Bautista will glove. We'll just toss it over to Justin Janis at first. 5 up, 5 down for Jorge to start off the night as he gets a soft little bouncer back to him on the mound near first. And now it's Eduardo Lopez. Another switch hitter up there for the Red Sox as he bats as a lefty. Bautista has retired the first 5. The pitch to Lopez is down and in, and it's 1-0. 4 home runs, 23 driven in for Eduardo. His 70th game of the year as the 1-0 pitch is down and in. 2 balls, no strikes. For most of the season this year, Red Sox have had a nice offense, batting just under .250. Also a very clean defensive unit. 2-0 pitch, jam shot, flare to left center, going back Ogins, or Exposito rather, and he snags it to make the catch. Just able to catch that one, and a couple of dandies in the outfield by Caden Morton and E.J. Exposito, and we are quickly through an inning and a half here from North Augusta. It remains Augusta 3, Salem nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Quick start tonight for Jorge Bautista. He's retired the first 6 in order. 3 on the ground, 2 lineouts, and a K through his first 6 batters face. And Caden Morton comes up to start the bottom of the second for Augusta. As they lead it by 3, first pitch to Caden Morton's a swing and a miss. Late cut by Morton, and he's down 0-1 to Hunter Dobbins. He was looking for a bit of a bounce back inning, allowed 3 runs and 5 hits in the bottom of the first. All of those came consecutively. As the 0-1 breaking ball is down and away, as Morton evens up the count. Caden hit his team best 10th home run on the last road trip in Myrtle Beach. Was a key part of Thursday's win as the 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner. As he floats a hook there, 1 ball, 2 strikes. The guy who's having a tremendous month of August. OPS this month, about .950 for Caden with 4 home runs. No question, his most productive month of the season. He's also driven in 16, 43 altogether in the 2022 campaign. As Dobbins is up on Morton quickly, starting to find his groove with that breaking ball. As he takes a deep look in, rocks back and deals the 1-2 pitch. It's foul back our direction. We're over the top of us in the press box. Good cut by Caden, who's been at just about every day nine hitter for Augusta. Has moved around a little bit. Has done a lot of damage as that ninth place hitter, double leadoff they call it. Normal straight up defense for the Red Sox. 1-2 pitch, a breaking ball away. And we'll lay off the slider, and the count is 2-2. Green Jackets in the home whites tonight. Red Sox in their visiting red uniforms with the navy blue caps. 2-2 pitch is right towards second. A backspin liner that's going to be played by Romero, and he'll throw out Morton for out number one. Hit that one hard, but a lot of backspin off the bat slowed it down tremendously as he hit it right to Mikey Romero at second. Four straight retired by Dobbins after the first five reached. Back to the top of the order, and Keyshawn Ogans. 4-3 on that last put off. You're keeping track back at home with us. As Ogans bats for the second time, first pitch down and away. As he gets up early, wasted no time. Last inning, jumped on the first pitch from Dobbins and shot it right back up the middle. 1-0 pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes to Keyshawn Ogans, second baseman tonight for Augusta. Had his nine-game hit streak snap back on Sunday with an 0-for-5 and one of the rare 0-fers for him so far. 2-0, a foul back to our right. And it's out of play, 2-1. For Keyshawn, he's playing in his 17th game. He now has at least one hit in 15 of them. Shows how well he's played. 20th-round pick out of Cal. 2-1 pitch is fouled back to the wire. Had a good cut as he reached across the plate for a fastball. 2-2. Augusta 3, Salem nothing here in the bottom of the second. First time ever these two clubs have met up. They shake off a couple of times from Dobbins, trying to get what he wants. 2-2 pitch. It's down and away. Tried to give him a bite off the edge. He would not. 3-2. Green Jackets used to play their high A club that is in the South Atlantic League, the Greenville Drive, quite a bit. An affiliate of Boston. Now they get Salem in the Carolina League. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a foul off the mitt of the catcher, McIlvaney. Tried to squeeze that one just off the tip of his glove. And Keyshawn Ogans will see a seventh pitch in this at bat. And speaking of Greenville, they are in Rome tonight taking on the Braves, who clinched their ticket to the postseason. Did that last week in Bowling Green. 3-2 pitch is off the end and flown into shallow right. Going back is Romero. He'll give way to his right fielder in Chacon, who will make the catch, and that is out number two. Got communication with those two guys making their debuts in the field. And now Ignacio Alvarez with two gone, the bases empty. Five straight reached against Dobbins to start. He's now put down the last five. As Augusta leads by three, first pitch to Ignacio Alvarez is inside for a ball. Starts him with the hook, and he's thrown that with regularity now. 1-0 pitch, a fastball fouled away as he sprays it into the right field seats. Took a big cut, one ball, one strike. Sun setting early as we are just across 7:30 local time. 1-1 pitch is lined into left, and Ignacio Alvarez has his second hit in as many innings. Guy has shown to be a proven hitter in just a small amount of time with the Green Jackets. Another multi-hit game for Ignacio. Nacho Alvarez, they call him. And he is aboard with two away. Drake Baldwin, the hitter. That's the sixth hit of the game here in the early going. Manders got one of the sixes at the plate, and Drake Baldwin, first pitch is down and in, and it's 1-0. Guy settling is their primary catcher for the final two-week stretch. Caught four games last week. Antonio Barranca is currently working as the man behind him, who he caught twice in the Myrtle Beach series, as the 1-0 is good for a strike. One ball, one strike to the Braves' third-round pick out of Missouri State. Tremendous hitting catcher that is really coming along defensively since he's come to Augusta. 1-1 pitch, down and in, 2-1. Defense is an important part of being a catcher at any level, and he's a guy that's proven to be very good at it, had a great final year at Missouri State. But you get thrown into the fire a little bit when you pick up a pitching staff on the fly, especially in professional baseball. As the 2-1 from Dobbins is tapped towards first but foul. And the count is 2-2 to Drake Baldwin. With two outs here in the top bottom of the second. But there's a lot that goes into being a battery mate with a pitcher, and you have to understand what they throw, what they want to do, and it takes away from what you want to do offensively sometimes. And that's why the Braves really like Baldwin. He can really hit the ball and be good on the defensive end. 2-2 pitch, check swing as he laid off one in the dirt, and that'll fill up the count. In the process, Ignacio Alvarez will get a head start over at first. As Augusta looks for two out damage here in the bottom half of inning number two. Currently five games over 500 on the season, 62-57. 3-2 pitch is in the dirt as the catcher McElvaney can't find it. He'll pick it up as it'll be a walk to Baldwin. Inning will continue for David McCabe. Pitch count for Dobbins coming up on 50 through just two innings, just shy of it. As McCabe, who had the first of three RBIs, comes up. As McCabe digs in from the left-hand side. I check the second base, and McCabe will call for time. Just wants to reset a little bit. 16 RBIs already for McCabe, and he's been here for just a few weeks. RBI machine for the Green Jackets, 16 RBIs, 16 games. That's a pretty nice ratio. First pitch to David. He had a big cut, but he fouled it back into the netting. Nothing to one the count. Got a couple of nice third basemen by trade over on the left side. McCabe at third, as well as Alvarez, who's starting there tonight. McCabe Wakerin as the DH. Saw Alvarez start a couple times at short last week as the 0-1 pitch is rolled towards second. Right there is Mickey Romero. He'll play it, flip to first, and McCabe is the final out of the Green Jackets second. We head to the third here from SRP Park. It's the Green Jackets 3, Red Sox nothing on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Roll into the third inning here from North Augusta. Mitchell Spouts with you here from SRP Park. 3-0 Green Jackets over the Salem Red Sox. Bottom third coming up for Salem. Juan Chacon will start it off. One of the Red Sox single A affiliate. Nice old bat from the right-hand side. Bautista with a normal defensive alignment behind him. That's the right fielder in Chacon. Bautista's first offering is a hook that lands on the outside corner. And it's nothing in one. First game for Chacon. He is one of three new Red Sox in the lineup tonight. They're a handful altogether moved up here as the 0-1 is lined into right. Right to Stephen Pelini, who backs up a few steps. He'll make the catch. And there is one out. Seven straight in a row now for Jorge Bautista to begin his outing on the mound on 24 pitches. Hangs up the catcher, Daniel McElvaney. He's in there from the right-hand side. Bautista, deep look into him. The pitch to McIlvaney is high and pops out of the glove of Drake Baldwin. One ball, no strikes. McIlvaney has only been here for a short time. His 16th start, he is 9 for 52 at the plate. Has doubled four times with 8 RBIs. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, a little tall. Two balls, no strikes. Bautista did not walk anybody in his last outing in Myrtle Beach. Gave 3 across 6 as the 2-0 pitch is high again as he missed with the fastball. 3-0. And a guy who's got some really good stuff on the mound and has had that tendency to get knocked around a little bit. Charleston's been a primary source of that as he misses low to McIlvaney. That's a 4-pitch walk. It's the first base runner of the night for the Salem Red Sox. And up comes Tyler Miller.
First baseman, number 14.
I remember talking to Mike Steed, and we've had this conversation multiple times before, but I like Bautista, who you look at on paper and his numbers, maybe not as highly regarded as you think, but he's got tremendous stuff, and they have a lot of high hopes for him. As the pitch is swung on and missed by the 9-batter Miller, it's 0-1. When you throw strikes as much as he does and you get knocked around, there is a lot to work with. And that's the reality of it, and it can be a bit of a confidence crusher to see opponents consistently hit you hard, and that's something Charleston did a couple of times on him. A team that's got a talented offense as the 0-1 pitch is lifted deep to right. Could be trouble. Pelini races back to the track. They look up, and she's out of here. A two-run homer for Tyler Miller, his 12th of the year, and the Red Sox have their first hit and are back in this game. It's now 3-2 here in the top of the third. The ninth place hitter gets the Red Sox going offensively after a walk. He knocks one out of here. And the lead is trimmed to just one. It's 3-2 as the top order comes up for Salem. Take it to right center. No cheapie either. You see a lot of home runs go to the corners here. Not so much there. As the first pitch to Paulino's a strike. 0-1. Kind of right on cue. Of course, you don't want to give up home runs. When you're throwing strikes, there's a lot of mechanical things you can do to get more swings and misses as the 0-1 is in the dirt. That's 1-1. And sometimes it becomes a process where you are throwing strikes and then you're not throwing them up and have that command that you want. But it's once you get it back with the plus pitches that you're throwing is when you can turn into a really good pitcher. 1-1 pitch is hit hard to second, but on a hop. Keyshawn Owens will snow cone it, flip on to first, and that's out number two. Paulino now 0-2 tonight. And now Mikey Romero with two gone and nobody out.
Second baseman, number 8, Mikey Romero.
And Bautista can settle it down after that two-run homer. Augusta 3, Salem 2 here in the top of the third inning. Romero bats from the right side. First pitch to him is a swing and a miss. Buried one in the dirt with a back foot slider, 0-1. Romero went after the first pitch he saw him back in the first and flew into deep left center. Kevin Kilpatrick made the run against him. And just in front of that left field wall. 0-1. A swing and a miss. Same pitch, same result as he pounds him down and in. And it's 0-2. 24th overall selection out of the state of California. Red Sox went deep in the well there last year. Picked Marcelo Meyer, who is regarded as one of the top prospects in all the games, started the year at the Red Sox. He's now at the High A Club in Greenville. As the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. 3 back foot sliders by Bautista, and he strikes out Romero as he chases all 3. 2.5 through here from SRP Park. Red Sox get 2 on the 2-run homer by Tyler Miller. And it's now a 3-2 Green Jackets lead as we head to the bottom of the third on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Tuesday night, bottom of the third, Augusta 3, Salem 2. Hunter Dobbins against Justin Janis. First pitch is tomahawk to third on a couple of hops. It's played by the third baseman in Paulino. Easy toss over to first. One pitch, one swing, one out for Dobbins and the Red Sox here in the bottom of the third. Janis went that time last time up and bounced it over Paulino for an RBI single. Not quite as much elevation this time. On away for E.J. Exposito. First pitch to him is a strike. Pinpoint right on the outside corner. 0-1 to the Green Jacket shortstop. As Dobbins now looking sharp after that tough start. As the 0-1 to check swing, slight clutch. They ask at first. He did not go. Says Chad Patterson. On ball, one strike to the shortstop from Brooklyn, New York. 1-1. Breaking ball high. 2-1. Coming from Long Island University, 16th round pick by Atlanta. One of 13 active draft choices by Atlanta on the roster for Augusta. The 2-1 is hit well into left center, hit well back to the center field wall, and she is gone. A solo home run for E.J. Exposito, and Augusta gets a run back here in the bottom of the third. Had some carry to it. Takes it out to left center. Home run number 3 for Exposito. And Augusta's leads back to 2 at 4-2. First home run at SRP Park for Augusta this season. And that is their 100th overall. Seventh hit for Augusta. Now Kevin Kilpatrick, who took a big cut but fouled it off the catcher. And McIlvaney, no balls and a strike. And that right there is what makes Exposito such a good prospect, a shortstop with some power. 0-1 pitch is off the outside, 1-1. Has a very strong throwing arm as well, playing that shortstop position. They've moved around at second as well. As Kilpatrick has a 1-1 count to him, the pitch home is a swing and a miss. On a good breaking ball from Dobbins, 1-2. That was the reason why Cal Conley is thought so high level in this organization. He's had a good run at Rome since being called up from Augusta. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball is chopped foul down the third base side. 1-2 the count still to Kevin Kilpatrick. Anytime you can find a shortstop that can take him out of the ballpark, there's always attraction in that because it's not really a high OPS position. Just the nature of it as the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, and Kilpatrick strikes out for the second time, as Dobbins gassed him up, picks up his third strikeout, two away for Stephen Polini.
Right fielder number one, Stephen Polini.
Green Jackets by a deuce, 4-2 here in the bottom of the third. Red Sox got back in it with a two-run home run by Tyler Mill in the top of this inning, as Polini takes the fastball just outside for ball one. E.J. Exposito got one of those back with a solo blast to left center. 1-0 pitch is down and in. And Polini's up in the count, 2-0. Of course, in the Braves organization, you're looking at it now, Vaughn Grissom got the promotion back at the start of this month, and what an addition he's been to the lineup as the 2-0 is outside, now 3-0. Might create a bit of a tough decision for Atlanta. We'll see with Grissom. Some seeing him as maybe the future shortstop of the franchise. 3-0 pitch. Polini half swing couldn't hold up as he got a piece of it into the mitt of McIlvaney, 3-1. Now, Dansby Swanson, who is on a contract year currently, having no question his best year as a pro. 3-1 pitch is outside, and Pelini has a 5-pitch walk. And he will keep the inning going for Caden Morton. Morton looking for his first hit, trying to get the order back to the top. To finish up on that point, you look at the way Swanson swinging the bat, and the Braves financially have done a very good job managing their current roster as the pitch is outside to Morton, and it's 1-0. Just locked up Michael Harris for 8 years. Ozzie Albies is on a team-friendly contract. Same thing with Ronald Acuna relative to his talent. Austin Riley, there goes Pelini, pitches outside, throw down is way into center field. Pelini will just stop at second with a belly flop dive. To back it up is Anthony. And that'll be a stolen base for Pelini with that throw not even close. Fortunately for Salem, it's only going to be the one bag, no errors. Steven Pelini takes second with relative ease. 2-0 the count to Caden Morton. And the Braves financially in a good spot, and all of their core players are locked up for the foreseeable future as Morton shoots one deep to left field, and there it goes. A no-doubter for Morton. It's number 11, his fifth home run in the month of August, and Augusta's got two home runs here in the third inning. You want to talk about exit velocity? Put that on playback. Augusta's lead is now 6-2. The power has come on for Caden in a huge way here in August. High fives all around in the dugout. That will be it for Hunter Dobbins, it appears, as Morton knocks him out with a home run here in the third inning. His manager, Luke Monch, takes the baseball. Out of the game is Dobbins. New hurler coming in for the Red Sox. It's now 6-2 Augusta here in the bottom of the third. Great smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else, like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Pitcher for the Red Sox, right-hander Blake Lubier, 13th round pick back from 2019, just 21 years of age, from Oviedo, Florida. He's on for the 29th time out of the pen. First pitch to Keyshawn Ogans is a strike, and it's 0-1. Augusta with three runs on the board here in the bottom of the third, a pair of home runs, a solo bomb by EJ Exposito, the latest a two-run blast by Caden Morton. The 0-1 pitch, half swing, and he couldn't hold up as Ogans is down 0-2. Well, that latest home run by Morton got out of here in a hurry. 0-2. A soft chopper towards short. It's going to be played by the third baseman, Paulino. Quick snap over to first and in time as Ogans is out. Great play by Edinson Paulino at the hot corner. He takes care of Ogans. And we are through at three now here from SRP Park. Green Jackets blow their lead to 6-2 on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network. Great smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year.
Green Jackets 6, Red Sox 2, top of the fourth, third of the way home here from SRP Park. Brainer Bonacci leads it off. First pitch is up and away. One ball, no strikes to Bonacci. As Bautista gets a pull shift behind him, Augusta used two home runs to grab their largest lead of four in the last inning. 1-0 pitch is outside, now 2-0. So Brainer Bonacci, who worked Bautista for a 9-pitch at-bat back in the first, kind of bounced back to him on the mound, though, to cap off that perfect frame. 2-0 pitch, bullseye from Bautista. As he sinks one to the inside corner, 2 balls, 1 strike. 6 home runs, 49 driven in for Bonacci as the pitch is a little low. 3 balls and a strike. Bonacci comes into today, number 17 prospect in the Red Sox system, according to MLB Pipeline. 3-1 is outside, and he works the 5-pitch walk. Leadoff man is on for Red Sox here in the fourth inning. Second free pass issued by Bautista. He'll now look for a double play ball. Chase Mydreth will be the one coming to the plate for Salem. As they shift over a little to the left side now. Double play territory for Augusta. Keyshawn Ogans right behind the bag for Augusta. Righty on righty. First pitch to Mydreth is popped up. Into left center. Kevin Kilpatrick will glide in on it, and he'll make the catch in left center. And that's the first out of the fourth for Salem. Second time, Mydroth has hit one to the outfield. Second one that's been caught. And now here is Roman Anthony. Another high school draft choice by the Red Sox. Number 79 overall by Boston a month ago. That's as a left-hander. Over at first base is Bonacci. They'll throw over there. Quick snap by Janis, but just back in there. Red Sox, a team that will run a little bit. Pretty efficient as well at their stolen bases. 173 of them. They've been caught just 28 times. Right over that 80% threshold most teams try to eclipse. As the pitch is lined towards second, that's going to get into center for a base hit. Big turnaround second for Bonacci. He's a great base runner, and he'll make it to third easily. It was first to third on the sharp single back up the middle for Roman Anthony. His first pitch in single A. And runners out the corners now for Eduardo Lopez. Just the second hit of the game for Salem. As Bautista will get a new baseball on the mound. Alrighty, lefty. First pitch coming is hit well. Deep right field, and this one will be caught on the run by Pelini. Bonacci's going to tag. Throw will come in towards home. It's cut off by Justin Janis, and it's now a 6-3 game. So the Red Sox, after the leadoff walk, able to manufacture his way home. As Bonacy moved up to third on the single and now scores on the sack fly by Eduardo Lopez. And it's a three-run game once again. Tying run remains on deck for Salem. As Chacon bats from the right side. Anthony, the runner at first, pulls shift on for the right fielder as the first pitch to him is a spinner, and he puts it right on the outside corner. No balls, one strike the count. Ortiz, a fast worker on the hill. 0-1 pitch is high. One ball, one strike. Chacon hit one pretty hard his last time up, took one just near the track in right field. That was caught, though, by Stephen Polinich. Some good opposite field power in his first at-bat. Break-even pitch. A half swing could not hold up. Got a good slider by him. That's been a nice pitch for Bautista, especially to the right-handers he's faced. Haven't been many, only three. Otherwise, everyone's been from the opposite side for the Red Sox single-A club. Bolden wants it down and away. 1-2 pitch. Runner goes. A shot towards second. Scooped up by Keyshawn Ogans. Nice hands once again. He'll make the play as he was moving towards second, changed course, veered back, made the play, and Chisone is out to end the inning. Red Sox get a run, though, on a sack fly, and it's now Augusta 6, Salem 3, through 3.5 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
The lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A lot of offense here early tonight as Ignacio Alvarez leads off the frame for Augusta. First pitch from the right-hander is good for a strike. Lake Lubier in his first full inning. Coming in for Hunter Dobbins, who got knocked around a bit in his 2 2/3. 0-1 pitch drops in for strike two. As Lubier quickly gets ahead of Ignacio Alvarez, who is 2 for 2. A couple of hard hit singles as the 0-2 pitch is in the dirt from Lubier. One ball, two strikes. Final line for starter tonight. Dobbins 2 2/3. Gave up 8 hits, 6 runs all earned. 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, 2 homers. Both came before he could get through the third. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a foul as Ignacio Alvarez, a defensive cut on a pitch out across the plate. Just able to get a piece of it. And we will try her again at 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 is inside. 2-2. Alvarez looking for a 3-hit game. It would be his first. Actually be a second, check that. Did that last week Wednesday in Myrtle Beach. 2-2 pitch. A fly ball to the right side. This one will twist its way towards the seats and get there. Stays at 2-2. Now was a homer shy of the cycle in just his second game. Had a single, double, triple in that second game he started. 2-2 pitch is just off the outside corner, about knee high. Elliot Melton said just a little bit wide, and that will fill up the count to Alvarez as he continues to show his nice eye at the plate. Payoff pitch. A ground ball to the right side. He jammed him as it's backhanded by Miller. He'll take it himself. Touch first, and that is the first out of the Green Jacket fourth. And we'll knuckle him off the opposite way. And now Caden Morton, or I should say Drake Boland, comes to the plate. Boland's reached a couple of times in the game. Righty on lefty matchup. A single and a walk so far for Drake to this point as the pitch is high from Lubier. One ball, no strikes. Almost every Green Jacket in the lineup has reached base at least once. The only man who hasn't was the hottest man coming in, and Kevin Kilpatrick, who's 0 for 2. As the 1-0 pitch to Baldwin is sliced foul to the left side and out of play. One ball, one strike. Break-even pitch. Baldwin, a slow chopper foul down the right first base side. Down is 1-2. Trying to plug a gap somewhere. Straight-up defense for the Red Sox. 1-2. A shot through the right side. That's going to be a diving catch by the first baseman, Tyler Miller. Looked like that was going to get between Miller and the second baseman, Romero, but playing back on it and making a nice diving effort is Tyler Miller. Catches that one square in the glove. And that is out number 2. Boland's had a lot of luck like that. He has hit the ball hard pretty consistently since being moved up here, and sometimes it just doesn't go your way. That's the tough reality of baseball. David McCabe with the bases empty. First pitch is in the dirt. And it's 1-0. Augusta 6, Salem 3 here in the bottom of the fourth. We've seen runs in the last three half innings. 1-0 pitch, a check swing, missed down and in. Two balls in, no strikes the count. Alvin chokes up a little bit on that bat, does so pretty regularly with that big stick. 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Able to time him up and get a curveball by him. Two balls, one strike. Trying to throw him off balance just a bit. McCabe, an RBI single back in the first. 2-1 pitch. He is outside. Makes a 3-ball, 1-strike count to the Green Jacket DH tonight. Or as big as the power is in his bat, he's also shown a great ability to be patient at the plate. 3-1. A foul away. Had another good cut on a slow-moving pitch from Lubier. And one he was just a little behind. 3-2. Justin Janis due next for Augusta. Both their home runs last inning came with two outs by E.J. Exposito and Caden Morton. 3-2 pitch. Another foul as he sprays it into the left field side seats. Lubier, a long look. The 3-2 pitch is a little high, and McKay will draw the walk. Takes his base once again. Third walk drawn by the Augusta offense, and he will continue for Justin Janis.
First baseman, number 38, Justin Janis.
Janis, on both of his plate appearances today, has bounced him to third. First time it jumped right over Paulino. Second time right to his glove. Red Sox not shifting all that much. Janis very good to all fields. Team go the opposite way a lot as Janis goes to the right side this time as he strikes one right to the right fielder in Chacon, who makes the catch. A rocket into the right field side, but right to the Salem outfielder. Green Jackets come up empty, and we head to the fifth. It's still Augusta 6, Salem 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment.
Top of the fifth is on here from SRP Park. Green Jackets 6, Red Sox 3. First pitch to Daniel McIlvaney is by him as a fastball is put by the catcher for Salem. That's Jorge Bautista's out there for his fifth inning. He's thrown 48 pitches through four. A lot of contact early in counts. 0-1 pitch, ground towards third. That's going to hop over the bag as a fair ball down near the Green Jacket bullpen. Kicks off the sidewall. Kilpatrick will gather it. But first in second with a leadoff double is Daniel McIlvaney. That one looked like it just got a piece of the bag, and that is certainly plenty good for a fair ball. And now here comes Tyler Miller. White Sox trying to chip their way back. Got within one after Miller's home run back in the third inning. Got it back to three after the sack fly by Eduardo Lopez last inning. Now Miller for the second time. First pitch to him is bounced right back up the middle. Got a piece of Bautista, but behind second to play it is Exposito. But he throws wide and they won't get him. Just sailed it to the right and no chance for Justin Janis to catch and put a tag on Miller, who was coming his direction. And I'm not sure if Bautista, who maybe slowed that down just a little bit, threw out the concentration of Exposito. Well, that will be a throw-in error on the Green Jackets shortstop. Time run to the plate now in Edinson Polino. Yeah, the Red Sox can take advantage of that free out. As Polino bats as a lefty, first pitch bounced up the middle. Could be two. Exposito will scoop this one up. Tag second. Flip on to first for the double play. Run will score. And it's now 6-4, but no RBI for Polino on that play. So right after the tough throw-in error, Exposito makes up for it immediately. Would have had the same result, even if he made the previous play, so nothing hurting on it. And now two away, as Mikey Romero has the bases empty. Bautista's first offering is down in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Bautista struck him out on three sliders in his last at-bat. That was in the third inning. 1-0 pitch. A grounder towards second, and there with the backhand play, it's Keyshawn Owens makes another nice one over there. Throws out Romero, inning is over. Red Sox do get a run, though, as they score Daniel McIlvaney, who led off the inning with a double. We're now at the halfway point here from SRP Park. Green Jackets 6, Red Sox 4 on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Point of this one, first ever matchup between the Green Jackets and the Red Sox. 6-4 Augusta. First pitch to EJ Exposito from Lou Beer is a swing and a foul that got the catcher. And Daniel McElvaney pretty good as he rolls over. And home plate umpire Elliot Melton will give an extra second to shake that one off. Foul tip that just got him in a tough, unprotected area. Now he appears to be okay, I think right on the thigh. Appears to be good though. 0-1 to E.J. Exposito, who hit his third home run back in the third inning. Took one to deep left center as the 0-1 pitch is a half swing off the outside corner. They will ask, though. Down at first, and Chad Patterson said he held up. Home ball, one strike. As Lubier kicks and throws, a swing and a miss. Hold the string on him again out in front of a breaking ball, 1-2. Green Jackets out hitting Salem 8-3. They lead it 6-4. Red Sox have had a few base turns, but they've brought in a lot of them home as the 1-2 is in the dirt. And it's 2-2. Through the first five innings for them offensively, they have just left one base runner out of the five they have gotten in total. Another four have found their way around. 2-2. Another deep liner to the left. Going back, Lopez to the wall. He'll look up, and it bounces off the track. Off the top of the wall it goes. E.J. Exposito has another extra base hit as he stymies one to deep left center. Another chance for Augusta to put a run or two on the board as Exposito's in the scoring position for Kevin Kilpatrick. Now Patrick's due for one here. 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. He's the only Green Jacket in the starting nine who has yet to reach the base path. Still got a point in the way to go, though. First pitch to Kilpatrick. A swing and a miss. Slider from Lubier. 0-1. Now Kilpatrick in his last game on Sunday against Myrtle Beach. A young career high of four hits. Did that in five at-bats. A double and three singles. Did that from the leadoff spot for the Green Jackets. 0-1 pitch is up and in. He limbos underneath and takes the ball. Count even at one. One home run, nine driven in for Kilpatrick. He joined Augusta in the middle of their series against Charleston a couple of weeks ago. Came in and had an instant impact. Break even pitch. A liner to right. This one's twisting near the line, and Chuck Cohen will make the catch on the run. Nice catch by the right fielder. Up to third base, nonetheless, goes E.J. Exposito. Took a base hit and a run away from the Green Jackets as Kilpatrick steered that one deep to right field. An incredible running catch on the track by Juan Chacon. And there is one away in the inning now for Stephen Pelini. That will draw the infield in for Salem as they try to cut off an additional run of E.J. Exposito scoring. That's one you watch on TV and you say, hey, you know what, not that great of a catch. Didn't dive or anything like that. On the first pitch to Pelini is low and in the dirt, 1-0. But quite the opposite, considering for Chacon, he's playing his first game with the Red Sox, first and foremost. And second of all, it's in a visiting ballpark. You're not quite familiar with your dimensions when you go on the road, especially in the first game. 1-0 pitch is going to get away, and here comes the runner in Exposito. He'll score, and Augusta gets the run back. It's now 7-4. High and wide, and no chance for McElvain to glove it. Good jump for EJ off of third base, and he scores without a throw. Comes in standing up, and the Green Jackets are back up by a field goal. That's a 7-4 lead. Now a leadoff double does come around, and now Pelini up 2-0 in the driver's seat against Lubier as the pitch is just off the edge. Try to work him in this time. 3-0 the count. The pitch is on the inside corner, just above the belt. 3-1 to Pliny, who walked his last time up. He came in on the home run by Caden Morton. 3-1 pitch, foul back off the tip of the glove of McIlvaney. 3-2. Knights Hawks, a team that came oh so close to winning the first half in the North Division, and what was a wild ride to finish up in that top division. Came up on the wrong end of a tiebreaker as the 3-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Lubier strikes out Pelini for out number two. Now bring up Caden Morton with 2 outs. The base is empty. The Red Sox finished the first half tied with Lynchburg for the first half title, but the Hillcats had the tiebreaker as the first pitch is up and away. As Morton gets up on Lubier, right now the second half is kind of morphing into a two-team race in the North. Can kind of say the same thing for the South as well, as the 1-0 pitch is a tapper foul, hit the knob of the bat for Morton as he worked him inside 1-1. Right now, Fredericksburg has been front-running the second half pretty much since it started. They're currently 3.5 up on Carolina, who's got a huge series at home against Columbia. They're down 9-0 in that game. 1-1 pitch is well struck to left center, and Caden Morton has another base hit. Barrels up another one, his second hit in as many at-bats. Now 2-3 tonight. Inning will roll on for Keyshawn Ogans.
Second baseman, number 8, Keyshawn.
And the pitching coach for Salem is out of the dugout, Nick Green. Let's finish up on that. Yet Salem, who had to come back in that final week to get into that conversation. It was really a four-team race the whole time. And on the wrong end of that tiebreaker, Lynchburg is in as a result, and Salem enters tonight down 8 back from Fredericksburg, who is currently up 5-2 on Delmarva at home. That Shorebird team's got a little bit some reinforcements, though. Top overall pick, Jackson Holiday, son of former major leaguer Matt Holiday, on that Shorebird squad. First overall pick by Baltimore. Also Carter Young, shortstop from Vanderbilt, is playing with that team. And a different offensive club from when Augusta last saw them back at the start of the month. As the first pitch is in the dirt, Morton was running on the pitch. He's now going to turn second, head for third. The throw by McIlvaney's not going to be in time. A steal and an extra base for Caden Morton as he goes first to third on the wild pitch. He'll get a stolen base. He'll take third on the wild throw. Now the right-hander in Lubier, as the count is 1-0. And Ogans will try to bring home Morton, who now is 90 feet away. Two gone, the inning. Augusta 7, Salem 4. Here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 pitch is hit to the left side, and Keyshawn Ogans will bring him home. Morton will touch the plate. Ogans has hit number two, and Augusta now doubling up Salem. It's 8-4. The bats remain hot. Number 11 in the hit department tonight for Augusta. Got a bit of a hanger from Lubier, and Ogans able to barrel it up right in between Bonazzi and Paulino. And a multi-hit performance for Keyshawn, and now Ignacio Alvarez. First pitch in the dirt, and as McIlvaney is getting a bit of a workout now. One ball, no strikes. Stretching in the Red Sox bullpen, no throwing. Lubier has thrown 2 innings on the dock. Came in for a starter, Hunter Dobbins, with 2 outs in the third. Throw over to first. Close play, but Ogans is back. Might see Ogans take off here. Good base stealer. He is 7-for-7 during his 16 prior games. He stays. 1-0 pitch is right back up the middle, and Alvarez has his third hit. Just put it on repeat here tonight. Ignacio Alvarez has 3 hits. Second time he's done that in a week's time. 2 on, 2 outs for Drake Baldwin. And a lot of 2-out damage now for Augusta tonight. 8 runs are on the board. 4 of those have come with 2 outs. Hogan's at second, Alvarez at first. Baldwin batting for the fourth time as the pitch to him is in the dirt, and no chance for McIlvaney to knock that one down. Hogan's moves up to third, takes a big turn, but will go back. Alvarez tails him right behind in the second. As Overeyes takes the bag. Now both runners do, I should say. Now second and third. 1-0 the count to Drake Baldwin as Lubiere starting to lose command a little bit. A lot of tough pitches in the dirt for McIlvaney to block. And now a base hit could give Baldwin three RBIs tonight. 1-0 pitch is high as both runners who have big leads scamper back. And no throwing. I know it is all on the right-hander and Lubiere to get through this inning. It's one more out. 2-0 is down and in. Three balls, no strikes. Thirteenth round pick. Back in 2019 by Boston. Right-hander trying to get a strike on Baldwin. The 3-0 is in there on the inside corner. Put me over fastball, gets him back in it, 3-1. Got knocked around a few hours ago against Delmarva, gave up 7 runs in just an inning plus. 3-1, a swing and a miss. Pulled the string on Baldwin, and that will fill up the count. Had a really good stretch at the end of July and into early August. 4 straight appearances without a run scoring. Yeah, skyrocketed that ERA after that 7-run outing, but he's put together a nice little season. 3-2 pitch is chopped to second on two hops. It'll be Romero right there. He'll fire to first and take care of Baldwin. But Augusta gets two more. Keyshawn Ogden's an RBI single and a wild pitch scores Stephen Pelini. And we are through five. It's Augusta 8, Salem 4 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
To the top of the sixth we go here from SRP Park. Mitchell Speltz with you. Jorge Bautista back to the slab. Augusta 8, Salem 4. Middle of the order, though, coming up for the Red Sox, starting with shortstop Brannier and Bonacy. Green Jack with 2 runs in the fifth, answered back a run from Salem and then some. As Bonacy bats as a left-hander, first pitch is outside from Jorge Bautista. It's 1-0. Red Sox have 4 runs on 3 hits against Bautista. That was just his 55th pitch, however. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner, and the count evens at 1. Bautista certainly in a good spot to possibly get through 6 for the second straight start. You may even talk about 7 if he gets through a quick one here. 1-1 pitch is high, 2-1, which will certainly be good for the Augusta bullpen. They've got some new young arms in the rotation now that debuted last weekend in Myrtle Beach. As the 2-1 pitch to Bonacy is a swing and a miss. Now 2-2. Saw first-round pick Owen Murphy work as the starter on Friday night. J.R. Ritchie, the second pick by the Braves on Saturday. 2-2 pitch is down and in. Good hook, good location, just missed. And it's 3-2. Cedric DeGrandpre, 13th-round pick, was the starter back on Sunday. A little shorter start for him, but you're going to see him again as the Sunday starter. Same dates for the trio as well. 3-2 pitch is just off the outside corner, and Bonacy draws a walk. Third time in six innings tonight, the Red Sox have put the leadoff man on, second time via walk. And now Chase Mydroth will come to the plate for Salem, and they remain in the spot where they're down just four. We've seen plenty of offense tonight. First pitch to Mydroth, it's a bullseye from Bautista, 0-1. He is in his rhythm tonight, looking for a double play ball. Got one last inning. As the 0-1 pitch, he shows bunt and pushes it right back to Bautista on the mound. His only play is first, and he'll make it. As Mydroth will drop the successful sacrifice and move Bonacy into scoring position. Last up by four will certainly take that, especially from a power bat like Mydroth. And now Roman Anthony, who had a hit his last time up. Now look for number two and maybe his first RBI as well in Salem. First pitch to Anthony is bounced to short. Right there is E.J. Exposito. He'll take his time and throw out Anthony by a couple of steps. Up to third base goes Bonacy, but right now the Red Sox are playing right into Bautista's hands, getting a lot of balls on the ground. And now Eduardo Lopez with a runner in third, Augusta 8, Salem 4. Here in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch to the left fielder is on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Red Sox have only struck out twice. Bautista struck out the first batter of the game, and then also struck out Mikey Romero in the third. Otherwise, nobody else, everything else has been in play as the 0-1 is down and out, and it's 1-1. That's the reason why Bautista's pitch count the way it is, and guys like him kind of get forgotten about. He's going to live on contact, and at times it's been hard, but tonight's been a good example of getting exactly what you want when you live low and getting some chopper swings as that one's pulled foul down first. 1-2. And pitchers like him live on the ground ball, and he's gotten plenty of them tonight. Nearly 18 outs in the books. Eight of them have been recorded through the ground as a 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. He gassed him up, and that will retire the side. Strikeout number three for Jorge Bautista leaves Brainier Bonacy at third base. And we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Augusta 8, Salem 4 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, advancing the power of you.
Abraham Liendo will come in to pitch for the Red Sox against David McCabe here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Augusta's lead remains 8-4. Jorge Bautista in the second straight start has covered six innings. Stranded a runner out in third in the last frame. As Leendo's on the mound, first pitch is down and in, and that will get by the catcher. And McElvaney into the backstop. One ball, no strikes the count. Leendo, the right-hander from Venezuela. One 0 pitch is down and in. Two balls, no strikes as McCabe works ahead. Green Jackets are out hitting Salem 12-3 at this juncture. Two 0 pitch is down and away. Three balls, no strikes. And check that. Jose Ramirez is the new pitcher for Salem. Right-hander making his debut from the Dominican Republic. 3-0 pitch is inside. He walks McCabe on four pitches. And McCabe's a leadoff base runner this inning. Now McCabe is aboard. Outie number 14 for Ramirez. All of them coming with the Red Sox. Florida Complex League team just called up to the active roster today. 42 and a third for him down in Florida. Walks his first batter on four pitches, and now Justin Janis bats, and he slaps back the first pitch foul into the wire. Nothing in one, the count. Green Jackets looking to crack double figures. They have been a prolific offense over the last week plus and really this whole month of August. A one pitch. Janis takes a strike on the inside corner as Ramirez quickly gets up on him. Augusta up by four runs. Bottom part of the order has been a good rally starter for him today. Couple home runs from the bottom third guys. 0-2 pitch. A hanger up and away as Ramirez missed with a big curveball. One ball and two strikes. Okay, not really a threat to run over at first. Janis with one hit that drove in a run back in the opening frame. Capped off a run of five straight hits. 1-2 is high. Missed away as well, 2-2. Trying to steer one into that left center gap. It's wide open for Justin. And he can beat you at all fields. A prolific young hitter. 2-2 is up and away again, and the count goes full. Ramirez trying to avoid back-to-back walks. 3-2 pitch. A slapper foul as that will twist out into the left field concourse area. And we will try her again. And we pitch number 7 coming up to Janis. Ramirez walked McCabe on four pitches and now enduring a long battle. And the Green Jacket first baseman. 3-2 pitches on the inside corner, and Ramirez will ring up Janis. Not a whole lot you're going to do with that pitch, as good location by Jose Ramirez earns him a strikeout. And there is one away for E.J. Exposito.
Shortstop, number 7, E.J. Exposito.
Exposito, two hits already in the game, a homer and a double. That home run brought one run home. He'd eventually score off his double in the fifth after Caden Morton brought him in. And the first pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1. Harris now starting to get a little comfortability on the mound. 0-1 breaking ball missed in and turned him out of the way. 1-1. Talking about how good Augusta's offense has been as of late since their Saturday game, sixth game of their series against Charleston. That was back on the 20th of August. Augusta has scored at least 5 runs in every game since that point. 6 in all but 1 as the 1-1 pitch is a high pop-up. In the infield right side, it'll be called for by Romero, the second baseman. He's under it and makes the catch. And that is out number 2. And we'll see if Kevin Kilpatrick can get that first. It nearly had his last time up as he sliced one deep to right. I guess this run total is since the 20th of August. 6, 9, 6, 6, 10, 6, 10, and 5. That's putting them up in bunches, and eight here tonight as Exposito takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Coming up on the 700 run mark scored this year. In terms of a run per game standpoint, is the 0-1 pitch a swing and a miss? It's 0-2. Augusta is averaging the most in the league. Kind of came out of nowhere at this second half surge. They were kind of right in the middle of the pack, but an explosive month of August has pole vaulted them to the top spot. Averaging just under 6 runs a game as Kilpatrick hits one off the end towards second. It'll be booted by the second baseman Romero as he tries to scoop it. And Kilpatrick will reach on what could be an infield hit. We'll see how it's scored. First instinct would tell me that's probably an error on the second baseman, Mikey Romero. And it could also be hit number 13. We shall see how they score that one.
Right fielder, number one.
Everything goes to plan. They probably get Kilpatrick at first, but he also runs pretty well. And now first and second with two outs for Stephen Pelini. Looking for his first hit. He does have a walk tonight. Scored a run back in the third. First pitch to Stephen. A swing and a miss as he was late to one. Nothing and one. And those in-between hops can be tricky. And the guy was a shortstop by trade. And Romero getting the call at second tonight. 0-1 pitch. A swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. They have given that an E4. And I think that's probably the right call on that one. Tough time to try and pick it, but most guys at this level will tell you they'll make that play, especially a guy as talented as Romero. 0-2 pitch is going to cross up the catcher, and McIlvain, he was looking for something else as a curveball dropped right into the mitt. I think he called for a fastball, and a curveball just parachuted into his lap. Those can always be dangerous situations, those cross-ups. You see them a lot with runners at second base when you got to mix the signs up. 1-2 pitch, and Pelini strikes out swinging. Ramirez walks or works around a leadoff walk and an error to strand a pair. And we are through six now. To the seventh, we move. 8-4 Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Jorge Bautista starts on the mound in the top of the seventh inning for Augusta as Juan Chacon leads it off. He had a big cut on the first pitch, and he sends it back for a strike. It's 0-1. But there is action in the bullpen as we start this inning. Rob Griswold is loose. Pitch count is in excellent shape for Bautista. Just 68 pitches, one throw into the seventh inning. As he faces Juan Chacon, 0-1 pitch is strike two. Nails the outside corner as he pulls out the parachute. 0-2. That slider's been a big reason tonight for it. Norm Bautista, he's commanding that well. Just three hits allowed with a couple of walks. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Strikes him out with a high fastball. Back-to-back K's for Jorge going back to the last inning.
Catcher number 11, Daniel McElveen.
And there's one away for Daniel McIlvaney. Bautista trying to become the third Green Jacket pitcher this year to go seven innings. It's happened twice before this year as the pitch is high to McIlvaney for a ball. It's 1-0. J.J. Necro's done it. He's been throwing the ball well for the Rome Braves. He's been promoted there, of course, for a couple of months now as the 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. Now 1-1. And then also, maybe the best start of the year by Green Jacket came back in Delmarva. Sam Strickland threw eight shutout against the Shorebirds on 91 pitches. 1-1 pitch is off the outside corner, and the count is even at one. To Daniel McIlvaney, doubled his last time up. That scored two of the four runs tonight for Salem. 2-1 pitch is just down and out. Good spot by Bautista. Didn't get the call, though. Not to the liking of Elliot Melton. Three balls and a strike. The pitch is just off the outside corner. A couple borderline pitches that Bautista doesn't get. And McIlvaney is on for the third time. Two walks and a hit. Brings up the nine hitter and Tyler Miller. Miller got the Red Sox on the board, back in the third with a two-run homer, trying to get them back in this game. They're only a swing or two for making things interesting here. As they're down 8-4, first pitch to Miller is a shot deep right field, and right on cue, it's a two-run game on the second homer of the night for Tyler Miller. And Bautista squats down on the mound in disappointment, left one up, and Miller turns one around. And he's now got two homers and four RBIs tonight, a carbon copy of what he did back in the third inning. And the Red Sox are right back in it.
Third baseman number nine, Edinson Paulino.
And out comes Nestor Perez as he will take the ball from Bautista and got the first out of the inning with a strikeout. A Griswold who has been loosening is going to come into this game, but still, nonetheless, nice work tonight for right-hander Jorge Bautista. Gave up a pair of home runs to Tyler Miller. Six runs score in all, but covered six and a third innings in an efficient manner. He will exit as Griswold will enter. Nice ovation for Bautista as he heads back into the dugout. Augusta leads it now 8-6 as Griswold will come in on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Red Sox right back in it after another deep shot by nine-hitter Tyler Miller. Two home runs, each two-run shots makes it an 8-6 game here in the top of the seventh inning, one away. As Rob Griswold takes over on the mound, one of the dependable Augusta arms enters for Jorge Bautista. First pitch to the leadoff man, Edinson Paulino's a strike from the sidewinder as he works the inside corner. 0-1, Paulino is 0-3 tonight. As Griswold deals to him, a wave and a miss. 0-2. Going from the hard stuff to the finesse from Bautista to Griswold. The hard thrower in Jorge now goes to a guy who's going to turn you back with that sidearm style. 0-2 pitch, a foul back by Paulino. And it remains 0-2. Now Miller now up to 13 RBI or 13 home runs on the year, rather. And that last one, no doubt, shot over right field. Took his first one to left. This one goes to right. As the 0-2 pitch is a little low, and it's 1-2. Also checked that. Took that first home run out to right center field. And it's been the 8-9 hitters today for the Red Sox. Have done plenty of their damage. They've scored 5 of the 6 runs as the 1-2 pitch is chopped to the right side past the diving Keyshawn Ogans and into right field. And that will bring the tying run to the plate for Salem here in the 7th inning. And Mikey Romero. Nice spot for him to try and get his first hit. And between Daniel McIlvaney and Tyler Miller today, they have reached all 6 times. They have scored 5 runs and have 3 of the 4 hits. Miller's got 2 homers. McIlvaney has a double. As the first pitch to Romero is fouled back, and it's 0-1. Roman Anthony has a hit, as well as Edinson Paulino. Just the 5 on the board tonight for Salem, as Augusta's out hitting them by 7. But only lead by 2. 0-1 pitch. A swing and a miss as he tied up Romero. No balls and 2 strikes. And the Red Sox have been very opportunistic with their base runners here today. Have only stranded 1 man through the first 6 innings as the pitch is up and away to Romero. Took a close one as Griswold just missed. Ball and 2 strikes. He's in the first round pick by Boston just about a month ago. And Mikey Romero. 1-2 is on the inside corner. Griswold will ring the bell on Romero, and there are 2 away. That's pinpoint location by Rob Griswold. Second time Romero has struck out. And now Brainier Bonacy is the tying run here in the 7th inning. Augusta 8, Salem 6. Throw over to first and back with a head first dive is Edinson Polino. Bonacy has walked in his last 2 plate appearances. Came around to score back in the 4th on a sack fly by Eduardo Lopez. First pitch to him here is going to tail away. No ball, no strikes to Bonacy, who's got 6 homers this year for the Red Sox. Pull shift is on for him. Third base is open. 1-0 pitch is strike 1. Spots it on the outside corner. Count evens to Bonacy. Game number 102 for him. Only Tyler Miller and Edinson Polino have played more on the Salem Red Sox active roster. Break-even pitch is outside. And get a 2-1 count to Brainier Bonacy. As well, trying to work around that hit to Polino. 2-1 pitch is outside. Now 3-1. Chase Mydroth due next. If Bonacy reaches. That's trying to hold their 2-run lead. Game number 7 of this road trip for the Red Sox coming down from Columbia. 3-1 pitch. That one is a little off the outside. And that will be a 5-pitch walk to Bonacy. And now the tying runs are on. Or Chase Mydroth.
Designated hitter number 23, Chase Mydroth.
And he is the go-ahead run here. Recent draft pick out of the Red Sox. 4th-round pick out of San Diego. He is the go-ahead run. 2 home runs, 5 driven in his brief time. First pitch, breaking ball is just off the outside. Took it for a ball and didn't miss by a whole lot. Going right to those corners. 1-0 pitch is a strike this time. Good location. 1 ball, 1 strike. For Mydroth, he's playing in just his 13th game, called up to the active roster from Florida a few weeks ago. 16 total hits and 50-plus at-bats as the pitch is a little too low. Maybe off the outside as well, 2-1. A dangerous power hitter if you make a mistake, and it would give Salem their first lead. And they've done it with just 5 hits tonight. There go the runners as that one's bounced towards second. Ogans is there as he goes back behind the bag. On to first he goes, and that will retire the side. Put the hit and run, and good movement by Keyshawn Ogans to get back and make the play. And we head to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch him out here from SRP Park. Green Jackets lead by two now. It's 8-6 after the second home run by Tyler Miller on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Coming up for Augusta here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Red Sox are within a pair. It's now 8-6. Two-run homer by Tyler Miller, his second of the night. I put the Red Sox back within striking distance. 8-6 game. Caden Morton against Jose Ramirez. First pitch bullseye from the right-hander. Starts him with the gas, and it's 0-1. Now Griswold worked around a hit and a walk as he stranded a pair. On the top half of the frame to keep the tie and runs at bay as the 0-1 pitch is inside. And Caton's got an even count at him at 1-1. Two hits, two runs for Morton. One of those two-run shot over the left field wall. Break-even pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Morton let it go by. And location by Ramirez, 1-2. Straight up defense for the Red Sox. Maybe a few steps back in the outfield after his home run. 1-2 pitches on the outside corner, and Elliot Melton's going to ring him up. Right on the edge as Ramirez goes right back to the outer part, and he strikes out Morton looking for the first out. And it's Keyshawn Ogans now with one out, bases empty. Ogans, two more hits to his ledger tonight. RBI single back in the fifth inning. That was the last time Augusta scored. First pitch inside, that caught his jersey, and he'll be hit by that one. Breaking ball got away, didn't get much, and that'll be as painful as a hit-by-pitch can be. As Elliot Melton saw it right away, Ogans will take his base. One-out base runner for Ignacio Alvarez. Alvarez going for a four-hit game. Has three singles tonight. Also has a run scored back in the first inning. As Ramirez comes set on the mound, good lead for Ogans off of first. The pitch will come home, and it is on the outside corner. A wide strike, and it's nothing to one. Alvarez has reached in all five games he's played in, coming off a strong final year at Riverside Community College. At 370 out in California. Throw to first. A wide throw, but played by Miller. Just able to get his glove on it. Nothing in one. Drove in 44. 57 runs scored. Good extra base power. 25 total extra base hits in all. 16 doubles. 4 triples and 5 homers. 0-1 pitch is low. 1-1. Feels like the only thing he hasn't done to this point is hit a home run. I mentioned it earlier, Augusta has currently 13 of the 22 Braves draft picks on their current roster who are active. Ian Mejia has been already moved up to high A Rome after a couple of short starts. 1-1 pitch is right in there. Ramirez whistles one to the outside corner, 1-2. And it started last week against Bowling Green. Rome is in the playoffs. They'll be matched up with those Hot Rods, the Rays affiliate. Once that season concludes after September the 11th, that'll be the final regular season day for Augusta as well, as a throw over to first. And back with a dive is Keyshawn Ogans, who might be looking to take one. All the Braves affiliates are in good ones tonight. There goes Ogans. 1-2 is low. Throw down to second base is not in time. A stolen base by Keyshawn Ogans. Good throw by McElvaney right on the money. Ramirez put a good tag, but Ogans had a good jump. Perfect slide. Gives him second base. Picked a good pitch to run on, too. A low one. Keyshawn Ogans is now 8-for-8 stealing bases, and he's in scoring position now for Alvarez, who's looking to bring him home. 2-2. A liner foul to the right side. Stays 2-2. Affiliate scoreboard right now for the Braves. A 2-2 game at Truist Park. Last checked in the fifth between the Braves and the Rockies. Now, that's been one of the hotter teams in the second half of the season. They're right within striking distance of the Mets for first in the National League East. 2-2 pitch is on the outside corner, and Alvarez goes down looking. Jose Ramirez has been money on the edge here in this inning for Salem as he strikes out both Morton and Alvarez looking. Two gone for Drake Baldwin. But the Red Sox high affiliate in Greenville is currently leading Rome 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth at Advent Health Stadium in Rome, Georgia. Rome's got a threat going, though, in the eighth. At the first pitch to Baldwin, a slice foul to the left side. That one will get out. And Double-A, Mississippi and Tennessee are tied at two. The Smokies are the Double-A club of the Chicago Cubs. 5-5 game in Gwinnett right now between the Stripers and the Jumbo Shrimp of Jacksonville. Marlins Triple-A squad. 0-1 is a strike. Inside corner from Ramirez. He is dialed in out there. Had the four-pitch walk to start to David McCabe. He has been on the money ever since. Has given up a base runner. If he gets an error and a hit by pitch, but that is it. So along with what is now four strikeouts. 0-2 pitch is down and away. And it's 1-2. Most impressively for Ramirez, three of those four he has currently are looking. Now Janis, Alvarez, and Morton looking at pitches right on the corner. Borderline pitches that are in there. And not a whole lot of hitters going to do with them. 1-2 pitches outside as he missed with a breaking ball. Tried to backdoor it. 2-2. Green Jackets would love to get a run back at least here. Up 8-6 here in the bottom of the seventh. First of six here this week. Final homestand for Augusta hosting the Salem Red Sox. 2-2 the count. The pitch is just a bit down and in. Another well-spotted pitch by Ramirez. That's the spot you want to live. And Baldwin as a catcher. Good plate discipline. Laid off. Full bulk to Baldwin. First base is open. Keyshawn Ogans at second. 3-2 is rifled up the middle. That's a base hit. Ogans will get the wave around. Here comes the throw from Anthony. It is going to come home on a hot plate as Ogans is in with a belly flop dive. Drake Baldwin brings him home, and it's now 9-6. Small ball on their way to another run. Ogans took second on a steal. Paid off that time as Baldwin has another RBI hit. First multi-RBI game as a pro. And he's done it with a single in the first and now a single in the seventh. And Ogans comes in to score for the second time. Augusta back up by 3-9-6. Their largest lead tonight's been 5. First pitch to Baldwin is a strike. And it's 0-1. McCabe has reached 3 out of 4 tries tonight. One single and 2 walks. A 1 pitch is strike 2. Harris showing good control over his pitches. A lot of good fastballs right on the corners, right where you want to be. It's ahead of Baldwin 0-2, or McCabe 0-2 with Baldwin at first. The pitch, a half swing. It's good anyway on the inside corner as McCabe turns around in non-agreement. Ramirez strikes out the side in the seventh, but Augusta does score a key run on an RBI single by Drake Baldwin. And we go to the eighth. It's now Augusta 9, Salem 6 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Green Jackets back up by 3-9-6, top of the eighth inning. As the middle part of the order comes up for Salem, starting with center fielder Roman Anthony. First pitch from Rob Griswold in his first full inning is up and away. And it's 1-0 to the center fielder for Salem. One hit and three tries tonight with a couple of bounce outs as a 1-0 pitch is a little off the edge. As well, try to put it on the outside, 2-0. Green Jackets with a 13-5 edge in the hit department tonight, up by three. 2-0 pitch is outside, 3-0 now. Red Sox got the bottom of the order coming up. They can get a few batters, and that's been the dangerous part for them today. 3-0 pitch is going to catch the inside corner. Anthony took all the way. 3-1. Some action is now beginning in the Green Jacket pen. Right-hander's getting loose. Looks like Juan Mateo. 3-1 pitch fouled back into the netting, and the count is full. 3-2. Now with some roster movement earlier today, Rolly Munoz was moved back up to high A. Rome started the season there. Under promotion back, he'll finish the year with Rome. 3-2 pitch is just off the inside corner, and Anthony draws the walk. Leadoff man on again for Salem as they look to stir something up here in the eighth inning as Eduardo Lopez a walk to the box.
Left fielder number 15, Eduardo Lopez.
And Lopez bats. As well looking for a double play. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner just above the belt, 0-1. Munoz going up. They also added another draft choice today. Right-hander Blake Burkhalter from Auburn University is on the squad as the 0-1 is strike two, and it's nothing and two. Burkhalter was the fourth selection by Atlanta. 16 saves at Auburn last season. Had a big year. 0-2 pitch is just off the outside. Good spot by Griswold. Tried to go through the back door, but a little off it. Elliott Melton wouldn't give him the edge. Still in a comfortable spot, 1-2. Here it comes. And it's inside. He hit him. Bit of an overthrow by Griswold. Taps his chest in. That's a tough one to swallow. Had him right where you want him. And just a little mislocation there. And up to first base goes Lopez. So a walk and a hit batter will bring the tying run to the plate for Salem. And out comes Mike Steed to talk with Griswold.
Thank you.
and some trouble brewing, perhaps. A couple home runs tonight for Salem, both from Tyler Miller, who is currently the third batter due up from this spot. Juan Chacon is coming up to the plate, a guy who's hit the ball hard a couple of times. He's 0 for 3 today, as Griswold, Baldwin, and Steed all chat out on the mound. This is a chance to give you some Carolina League scores presented by Easy Go. Mentioned that Columbia game, a big one currently going on in Zebulon, North Carolina. 9-0 Fireflies in that game as they look to stay within striking distance of Charleston, who's not playing tonight. They got washed out. They'll have a doubleheader tomorrow. That's the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Fredericksburg up 6-4 on Delmarva. That game is in the seventh. Down East 10, Fayetteville 4. Wood Ducks put up 9 runs in the fifth inning. And Lynchburg has defeated Kannapolis 4-1. That is a final. Here's Chacon. First pitch from Griswold right down the chute. Now knee high. He didn't like it all that much. Nothing in 1-2 Chacon. Griswold looking for a double play. Infield is back in position for it. 0-1 is just a bit down and away. Right spot, Chacon didn't bite on it. Mateo continues to get loose in Augusta's pen. Griswold trying to fight his way through the eighth here, just through his 30th pitch. At the final two outs of the seventh, in for Jorge Bautista. Break-even pitch, a bouncer hit to short, not hit hard. Charging Exposito, he throws on the run. It's low and scooped up by Justin Janis. Got an out over at first. Exposito knew that was his only shot. Rush it there. And on one hop, Justin Janis scoops it up clean. And there is one gone for Daniel McElvaney. But it was a productive out for Chacon, however. Anthony moved to third. And up to second goes Lopez. Infield will stay back. McElvaney is the tying run at the plate. A couple of runs the Red Sox need are currently in scoring position. First pitch comes inside. It's 1-0. And perhaps the dangerous hitter tonight for Salem is due next. And Tyler Miller, who hasn't been retired tonight. 1-0 pitch is right in there. That's a fastball down at the bottom of the zone. Griswold makes a 1-1 count to McElvaney. A double and two walks today for the Salem catcher. 1-1 is on the outside corner. Griswold getting that command right where he wants it as he turned him back with a changeup. 1-2. Another spot for Griswold where he's gotten ahead of a Salem hitter. 1-2, and he missed away. A big slider got McElvaney to think about it. Able to get a good read and stay back. 2-2 with a base open at first. Baldwin puts up the target. 2-2 pitch. It's a call. Strike 3. Caught him guessing as McElvaney strikes out, and Griswold has a huge backwards K for the second out of the inning. And out comes Nestor Perez. He's going to make a pitching change and go with Mateo here. Griswold, 35 pitches. Probably don't want him to go him too much over 40 as he's got the big swinging Tyler Miller coming up, who will get a shot here as the tying run as he's got two homers tonight as the hard-throwing Mateo will enter from the left field bullpen. Griswold is out. He gets four outs in the bullpen for Augusta. Mateo will come in. Big spot here. Augusta 9, Salem 6. Miller, who's hit two homers tonight, comes up as the tying run. Keep it right here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening.
at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Juan Mateo is on for Augusta. He's going to get Tyler Miller here with two outs. Augusta has not trailed in this game. The last time they were tied, it was 0-0 in the top of the first. Augusta quickly took the lead in the bottom half. And now Salem has their best hitter of the night coming to the plate, trying to, at the best-case scenario, tie things up. That's Augusta's hard thrower in Juan Mateo, who might be in line for a four-out save here. He's got four saves in total this year. This is appearance number 31. Hard throwing right-hander from Athens, Tennessee. First pitch to Miller is inside with a heater. It's 1-0. Got the base open at first. Red Sox have two in scoring position, a walk and a hit batter. Both advance the base on a ground out from Juan Chacon. Miller has yet to be retired tonight. 1-0. A high fly to left. This is trouble. Kilpatrick back to the track. We'll have room. Miller just missed his third home run of the night as it sliced just off the end of his bat, and Mateo gets the final out of the inning. Green Jackets survive it. They lead by three. We go to the bottom of the eighth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
With you from SRP Park in North Augusta. Green Jackets 9, Red Sox 6. And the opening game of this six-game series. First ever matchup between the two franchises as Justin Janis leads it off against Jose Ramirez. He's thrown the ball well for Salem. As the first pitch is a hard fastball and down and in for a ball. Janis 1-for-4 tonight. He's one of the handful of strikeouts for Ramirez. He's got five of them in two innings. 1-0. Breaking ball, drops in for a strike. 1-1. Only man he did not strike out came back in the sixth. A pop-up off the bat of E.J. Exposito. Otherwise struck out the side, all looking in the seventh, but did give up a run. 1-1 is high. 2-1. And he's been sharp. His debut appearance for Sam just got called up from Florida. 2-1. A tapper right off the front part of Janis. Got him on the leg. 2-2. Now Juan Mateo got a long fly out from Tyler Miller to end the final inning. And that one looked like for a second, the way it sounded, the way it was going, had a chance to get out of here. Left field has been where the most home runs have gone here at SRP Park. 2-2 pitch, a foul down the third base side. It rolls up against the sidewall. 2-2 the count. Now Kilpatrick knew exactly where he was, got to the spot, camped out in the track, and made the catch. First time Miller had been retired in this game. 2-2. A swing and a foul that got a piece of the catcher, McIlvain. He'll take that one off the chest protector. And we'll let it roll one more time at 2-2. White Sox will have the top of their order due up in the ninth inning. Paulino, Romero, and Bonacy. Ball two, strike two. The kick and the throw is outside, and that will fill up the count. Green Jackets would love to get another run across. Get back to double figures. Three, two, a big chopper to second. Moving up into the outfield grass is the right in the second baseman, Romero. He'll make the play. And a big bouncer right near Mickey Romero with a backtrack into the offensive grass. Make the catch. One gone for E.J. Exposito. 4-3 on that last put out. You're keeping track with us still back at home. Exposito, a pair of hits here tonight. First pitch to him here is an excuse me swing to first, as that will result in a now. It's played by Miller. He'll touch the bag, as Exposito didn't mean to do it, but hit it right off the end, right to the first baseman. Two gone for Kevin Kilpatrick.
Left fielder, number 13, Kevin Kilpatrick.
Now, Patrick put himself on via an error last time up. And a bouncer over the middle. See if he can get a hold of one. First pitch is a ball inside. Didn't miss by much. Red Sox wanted that call. Good spot by Ramirez, who's had sharp command of his fastball and his curve. 1-0. A big chopper right off the front foot off Kilpatrick as it rolls down near third. 1-1 to the product of Stone Mountain, Georgia. College ball at the College of Central Florida. Was set to go play at Houston before the Braves picked him in the 17th round. Break-even pitch is right in there. Got it right down the middle. One ball and two strikes. Ramirez looking for a 1-2-3-8 to set up his offense for just a three-run deficit in the ninth. 1-2. A bouncing ball foul right off the end. And the count stays 1-2 to the Green Jacket left fielder. That's been a good one here tonight. Offense has remained hot for Augusta. That has been their calling card this month, with a good portion of their draft selections from the Braves coming here, and they have turned it on from day one. 1-2, a broken bat, slow roller towards first. Ramirez will bobble. He couldn't play it in the glove clean. He thought he had it. He did not. Pulled his head a little too soon. Kilpatrick will reach, and the inning will continue. I was running down near first. If he picks it up clean, he's out. And a broken bat jam job that shattered the bat. That's Kilpatrick aboard. And I'd imagine that's an error, but we'll see.
Right fielder number one, Stephen Paulini.
Let's see if Augusta nonetheless can take advantage with Kilpatrick now on at first. And a good base runner over there. First pitch to Paulini's down and in as Ramirez missed. And it's 55th pitch of the night. Third pitcher used by Salem. Blake Lubier was right before he entered. 1-0 pitch is down and in, and that's going to get by McIlvain. No chance to stop that one. Up the second goes Kilpatrick. And he takes second base on the wild throw. He's now in scoring position. E1 on that last play. Second straight at back, Kilpatrick has been put on via a defensive error. Blaney up 2-0 against Ramirez. The pitch is inside. Got another one by him. Got it off the glove. Up to third goes Kilpatrick. That one will go down as a wild pitch again, but that one not quite as off as the last one. And it's Kilpatrick 90 feet away from scoring. If Kilpatrick scores, Augusta's going to have their eighth double-digit scoring game this month. As the pitch is outside of Pelini, that's a four-pitch walk. Puts runners at the corners with one more at-bat coming at least here for Caden Morton. And that'll bring out the pitching coach as well as Nick Green as the infield will converge. And Augusta hit 10 runs twice last week. And it two times in Salem. And did it four times in Delmarva. So if they were to get to 10 again, it'd be the ninth time. Impressive nonetheless. They beat up on what was a very thin Delmarva team at the time, but they kept it going. Fredericksburg's got some pitchers and produced solid offense against them all week as part of that 12-game road trip. And then even at Myrtle Beach, team that did struggle to throw strikes at the back end of games, but Augusta still, the manufacturer runs all throughout that six-game set as the first pitch to Caden's outside from Ramirez, 1-0. There is a right-hander loosening in the bullpen for Salem. All they have down there is right-handers. No lefties on the roster. 1-0 inside. 2-0 the count as Ramirez now trying to find the strike zone again. He's fired six straight outside the zone. There was an error committed by him that has extended this inning. And Morin, who has gone yard once, trying to drop the hammer again. 2-0 is outside. Now 3-0. And his pitch count now over 60. Luke Montz would love to not have to use another pitcher here, trying to get Ramirez through the eighth inning. And Morton will call for time right as Ramirez started his warm-up or his wind-up. Fires the pitch home anyway. And that's the right thing to do if you're a hurler. If a time is called right as you start, best, just go home with it. You hold it up, that is when you can get an injury. Something might grab you. 3-0 pitch, he swings away and misses a slider. Good pitch on 3-0 by Ramirez. Morton was looking for a fastball, got that instead. Still in the driver's seat, though, 3-1. Kevin Kilpatrick at third. Stephen Pelini at first for two outs. Augusta 9, Salem 6 here in the bottom of the eighth. 3-1 is outside, and he walked him. And that will load up the bases, and Keyshawn Ogans has a chance to drop the dagger here for Augusta. An error and consecutive free passes gives Keyshawn Ogans, who's reached three times tonight, chance to put Augusta comfortably in the lead heading into the ninth, up by three. Augusta has two grand slams this year. Both have come this month. Mekhi Backstrom hit one in Delmarva. Kevin Kilpatrick just had one in Myrtle Beach a few days ago. First pitch to Ogans, a saw job back and out of play. And a good cut on 1-0-1. Both of those home runs, those grand slams, came in the ninth inning. A swing, another foul back as he shoots one into the wire. Namira is now up in the count, 0-2. Through just one strike to the previous two hitters, and it was on the 3-0 pitch to Caden Morton. Breaking ball, that hit him, and that's going to force in a run. Second straight at back, Ogans has been hit. This one will grant him an RBI. As he let a breaking ball get away, Kilpatrick will score, and Augusta has hit the double-figure mark for the ninth time this month. And that will be it for Ramirez. That will be an unearned run, as the error that was committed by him kept this inning going, as Kilpatrick, the man who reached because of it, comes all the way around. Ramirez will exit. Good stuff for him overall, but just a tough finish to his outing. Bases are loaded with two outs. As a new hurler enters for Salem, it's Augusta 10, Salem 6, bases loaded, two outs here in the eighth inning.
got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Felix Cepeda is going to come on for Salem. Bases are loaded with two outs. Batter is Ignacio Alvarez. Augusta just got another run on a bases loaded hit by pitch to Keyshawn Ogans. He's been hit now in consecutive innings, both by Ramirez. Cepeda's ready to go, and last change a second there. It looked like Alvarez switched his bat. Now he comes up to the plate. Looking for his first home run. This would be a great spot for it, wouldn't you say? Rain Jackets have them loaded. Three hits already today for Alvarez, going for a fourth. Two outs in the inning. Cepeda set to work. First pitch from the 22-year-old is up and in. Ball, no strikes. 25th appearance for Cepeda this year. He's been all with Salem since the start. 2-4 record, an ERA just over 7. 36 runs allowed in just shy of 41 innings. The pitch is right in there. Fires a dart, and it's 1-1. His last outing came last week on Friday through an inning and a third against the Columbia Fireflies. Gave up three runs without any hits. Had three walks in the inning. 1-1 pitch is up and in. Two balls and a strike. Alvarez going for the kill shot here in the eighth inning. Augusta's lead is four. Juan Mateo's going to have the next inning for Augusta. 2-1. A swing and a miss. Cepeda got a fastball by him. 2-2. That Sox trying to stay in this one. Got to get Alvarez some way, shape, or form. 2-2. Breaking ball up and in. Or fastball, check that. Brushed him up. That will fill the count up and give the runners a head start. Steven Pelini at third. Caden Morton at second. Keyshawn Ogans, the far trail runner, at first. All three have excellent speed. Ogans will be tested the most on a gapper. They take off. 3-2 pitch is outside. It was dropped by McElvaney, the catcher. That might have cost him a strike. Bases loaded, walk to Alvarez. Pelini will score. It's now 11-6 Augusta. Borderline pitch, but McElvaney dropped the baseball. As a result, he couldn't frame it. And that might have been the difference to get the strike there. Not for sure. But you lose that opportunity when you can't catch. It looks a little worse than it actually is. And he got a new glove. Something might have busted on him. And that's not one you often see catchers drop. And tough one there, but again, not sure if that would have been a strike regardless, but it was right on the edge. RBI for Alvarez. Now it's Drake Baldwin, as the first pitch is a strike to him. Five consecutive base runners for Augusta, all with two outs, no hits in the inning. An error, three walks, and a hit batter. 0-1. Baldwin fires one back foul, and he is down 0-2. Baldwin has driven in two here tonight. 0-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. And Cepeda strikes him out on three pitches. But a couple runs score as a hit batter and a walk forced in two runs. And we head to the final inning. Augusta up by five. It's 11-6 on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
$100 cash. You can stop by our
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the Red Sox, top of their order coming up against Juan Mateo, who's going to try and get the save here if he can secure the final three outs. Edinson Paulino will be the man to start it off for the Red Sox single A affiliate, the Salem Red Sox. As Paulino bats as a left-hander, first pitch broken, back grounder second. Keyshawn Ogun's a routine play, and he'll throw him out. One up, one down on one pitch. Paulino now 1-for-5 tonight. Mikey Romero. He'll come up with the bases empty. Romero is 0-for-4 in his debut here tonight. Mateo's first pitch is down and in, and it's 1-0. Mateo finishes this off. He'll get his fifth save of the year, and he'll make a winner out of Jorge Bautista. It'd be his first winning decision of the year between here and the Florida Complex League, as the 1-0 pitch is sprayed foul by Romero into the netting, and it's a 1-1. Mateo this year, 4-for-7 on save tries. Break-even pitch is a strike. Bullseye right on the inside corner. 1-2 to Romero, I beg your pardon. Last save for Mateo came on the previous homestand against Charleston. 1-2 is down and in. Missed over the shoe tops, 2-2. Had the first save of the year for Augusta. That was back in Myrtle Beach. Came on the 13th of April. 2-2. A tapper foul as Romero just got a piece of one. Stays alive. 2-2 the count. Got a piece of Drake Baldwin. Niner fans, after we are done tonight, we wrap things up on the Easy Go postgame show. Get you set for tomorrow's matchup. Same start time, 7:05, 6:45 for the on-deck show. Landon Harper gets the start tomorrow for Augusta. 2-2 pitch, another foul by Romero. And we'll let it roll once again at 2-2. Right as Senya will get the call for the Red Sox. Harper's now made a couple of starts with Augusta, one against Charleston, also had one in Myrtle Beach last week. 2-2. Hey, another foul. Romero has fouled off four in this at-bat, three in a row to stay alive. And a lot of offense here in the opening game of this series. Augusta has never trailed. Took the lead three batters into the bottom of the first. 2-2 pitch. He's swinging a miss. He struck him out with a slider. Back-footed one, and Romero strikes out for the third time tonight. And the Red Sox are down to their final out. It's up to Rainier Bonacci. Bonacci from the left side. Mateo looking for a perfect ninth. First pitch is a foul ball. And just got a piece as it hits off Baldwin, 0-1. Green Jackets 11, Red Sox 6. Mateo trying to get all four in total. We've got the lone man he faced in Tyler Miller on the long fly out to left. That ended the eighth. 0-1 is down and away. One ball, one strike. Just coming past 9:30 here local time. Break-even pitch. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up. 1-2. Mateo trying to finish it off. Everybody on the edge of that Green Jacket dugout. Looking to go through the handshake line for the 63rd time. 1-2. A foul as Bonacy just got a piece. One more pitch coming to him. Nice Tuesday night crowd here. Good portion of them still here. Well, trying to get Mateo through the final out. 1-2. It's in the dirt. Try to get him with the slider. Bonacy laid off. 0-2 and strike two. If Bonacy reaches, Chase Mydroth will get in at bat. He's walked in his last three. Has a 2-2 count to him here. The pitch from Mateo is grounded to short. This should do it. E.J. Exposito has it on to first, and this one is over. The Green Jackets take their first ever matchup against the Salem Red Sox with another offensive outburst. 11 runs come in to score as they take down the Red Sox 11-6 to start off their final homestand of 2022. A four-out save for Mateo. Juan Bautista, a winner for the first time on the season. They line him up, and we head to the postgame show. 11-6 Green Jackets. We wrap things up next on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Welcome to the Easy Go Post Game Show here from SRP Park as we wrap things up here in the first game of this six-game series. Mitchell Speltz with you as the Green Jackets are a winner by a final score of 11-6 over the Salem Red Sox. Green Jackets took an early lead in the first. Three batters in. They were up 1-0. They had five straight hits to open the night with Baldwin, McCabe, and Janis all picking up RBIs. Did not look back. Tyler Miller had a couple of RBIs, or a couple of two-run homers, I should say, for Salem. Kept them close, but Augusta held them back just enough by scoring three unanswered runs to finish, taking their first ever matchup against Salem by a score of 11-6. Let's check out the final numbers of the night. For Augusta, 11 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They stranded 13 in this game. For Salem, 6 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They left 6 on the base paths. Winning pitcher is Jorge Bautista. It's his first winning decision of the 2022 season between here and Florida. Loser goes to the starter for Salem and Hunter Dobbins. And the save goes to Juan Mateo. That's his fifth of the season to lock down the Green Jackets' first victory of the week. He is now 5-for-8 on save tries this year. Got all four outs he was asked to get. Title of the ball game tonight, 2 hours and 34 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,518. Time now for our WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game, and that is Caden Morton's two-run homer back in the third inning. A shot that got out of here in a hurry as he sends it over the left field wall. Homer number 11 for Caden, his fifth in the month of August as he continues his power surge. EJ Exposito is our player of the game, presented by the Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. The eight guy, EJ, two hits, a double, a homer, drove one in with his long ball, of course, scored twice. He is the IT guy, presented by the Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. Tomorrow, the Green Jackets and Red Sox will do it all again. Landon Harper will get the call for Augusta. And it's Reyes Senya for the Red Sox. 7:05 first pitch, 6:45 for the On Deck Show. Built by Tax Slayer. Hope to have you with us as Augusta and Salem continue their six-game series. Final homestand of the year for the Green Jackets. Otherwise, that is all for us here tonight from SRP Park. Once again, the final score, your Augusta Green Jackets 11, the Salem Red Sox 6. It's been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. My name is Mitchell Spout, saying so long and good night. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night.